Squashing competitors like the bugs they are, it's the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. The Medicare podcast appearing on the list of historic places. His kids are looking for a really cheap nursing home just in case. It's Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. This is episode number 260. Whoever thought I would ever be that productive? Certainly not anybody that knows me well. Anyway, we are here to help lazy people, and that would be men and women who are contemplating the transition from Obamacare to Medicare. And we want to make that transition as easy and trouble-free as possible. So I'm here to help that transition. And as you heard my announcer, who is my Canadian nephew, Drew McMillan, I am your Medicare expert. This is Doug Jones. And we are here because of my book that I wrote, Medicare for the Lazy Man, which you may get at Amazon or at barnesandnoble.com. If you go to Amazon, you're going to get a paperback book, or you'll be able to choose an ebook, a Kindle version, or you can listen to the Audible book. And if you go to barnesandnoble.com, you'll have a paperback book with a plethora of colorful illustrations. And all of these are at very reasonable cost. So there's nothing there that's going to make me any money. There's nothing that's going to cost you all that much money. So we also have a participant in the crowd named Randy Carson. He is the engineer. He's the guy who slides the slides and twiddles the knobs and makes this thing sound much better than it might be. And hello, Randy. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. I'm sitting here watching all the bits coming down the line from Illinois and landing in Arizona. It's quite a show.
Well, our connection was a little dubious earlier. I'm hoping it stays strong and we don't have any confusing freeze-ups or anything happen. But those bits should keep flowing for the rest of our podcast episode today, I'm hoping.
Well, I do have something. You know, I heard a little bird told me that potentially the Jones wagon train is circling up, sometime soon.
That's a goal. That's not necessarily a fact. It's what we're heading towards, but it's more complex to load up and head south than I ever thought it would be. There are people who are going to need Medicare consultation, and yet I'm not going to be available during the day for the most part. So it's not something I relish, although I do relish arriving in Arizona and enjoying the beautiful Arizona weather and so forth. Illinois is starting to fall apart, as it does every year about this time. We're in late October, and it's just depressing to see what's happening to the plant life outside and all of that stuff. And it's been cold and rainy, and it's never that pleasant. And when it gets really bad heading towards winter, I'm anxious to get out of town.
Well, I know that this is not going to be any big surprise to you, Doug, but I it's actually 65 out here today right now, so I've got my mukluks and my sweater on.
That's a little chilly. Can you do something about that before I get there?
I will. I'm going to try. And actually, towards the latter part of this week, we're back up in the mid-80s. So as you know, mid-80s out here is perfect.
Yeah, that's what I'm always looking for. And I don't mind an occasional 90s here and there.
No, no.
That's not objectionable at all.
Not at all.
All right. Well, so get that welcome mat ready. I expect you to roll that sucker out when I'm pretty close to crossing the state line.
I'm loaded up with the welcome mats, and I'm loaded up with Ginai, and we got all the stuff. We got all the fixings.
Beautiful, beautiful. I'm glad to hear it. Okay, so what I thought we could do today is a little something I've had laying around for a long time that seems perfect for a podcast episode. I just hadn't grabbed it off the stack before, but since I'm in desk cleaning mode so I can pack up the car to head for Arizona in a few days, I thought we could attack this. Now, Lasso Healthcare Company is an insurance company that provides a Medicare Advantage plan that I don't hate. Most Medicare Advantage plans, I think, are a bad deal for many of the enrollees. In other words, people will enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan, and they'll think it's just fine. They're told by the salesman, well, there are several important things to a Medicare Advantage plan. There's dental. And yeah, they'll go, sure, I want dental free of charge built into the plan. They don't examine the quality of the dental benefits until they actually go to a dentist and find out that many of the expensive procedures aren't covered. They want drug coverage included with the plan instead of buying a separate drug plan. And that sounds great. Okay, well, they don't really compare their drugs to the plan's formulary. And so they find out later on, many of them, that the drug plan benefits are not as good as the plan would be if they purchased a separate drug plan that was designed especially for them. And on and on and on. Medicare Advantage plans just have the potential for disappointment. But the Lasso Healthcare Company actually has a different kind of Medicare Advantage plan that I don't dislike at all. For one thing, it allows the freedom of choice that I tout with our Medicare supplement plans. An enrollee in the Lasso Medicare MSA can go to any doctor, any hospital, anywhere that's taking Medicare patients. And they have quite a few other freedoms as well, including the freedom to purchase a separate drug plan with their particular drugs and pharmacies in mind, and so forth and so on. So Lasso having the Medicare MSA plan solves a lot of problems that I find with almost all other Medicare Advantage plans. So what they did was they put out a series of radio scripts. And this was really designed about a year ago for the 2021 plan year. And we're coming to the end of that right now. Anybody that signs up for the Lasso Medicare MSA right now is going to have their coverage start January 1st of 2022. But they sent out a bunch of radio scripts. And apparently they think big time radio announcers are going to use these scripts. This document contains a customizable radio script of approximately 30 to 60 seconds, depending on selections, for agents or agencies to advertise the 2021 MSA plan designs. Now, MSA, Medicare MSA, is Medical Savings Account. With this wonderful Medicare MSA plan, the plan gives you money. Depending on which of the two permutations you choose, they'll give you $3,000 or $5,000. Plus, they'll give you free of charge a high deductible plan that will cover you for catastrophic illnesses or injuries. And then you will be able to keep, save, invest, or spend the money that they've given you. And if you don't have any medical expenses during the year, then you will start the following year with another infusion of cash into your account. And it just goes on and on like that. If you happen to have a bad year from the point of view of medical expenses, you're going to be able to spend the money that they've given you to defray the costs that are smaller than your deductible. And then when you hit your deductible, that medical plan pays 100% of all your medical expenses for the balance of the year. And so they are telling me here that they have a bunch of radio scripts. I think there are seven of them here, and they may do a better job of explaining the Lasso Medicare MSA plan than I'm going to do. So let's read one of these and see how it goes. So these ads are for Lasso Healthcare business conducted by Lasso Healthcare appointed agencies, appointed agents only. And that's me. All other uses expressly forbidden and strictly prohibited. So let's start with number one. Go hassle-free with the Lasso Healthcare MSA, a Medicare Advantage plan with no network, no monthly premiums, no co-pays, and no referrals or prior authorizations. It combines a high deductible health plan with a funded medical savings account. Lasso Healthcare makes an annual deposit of money into your account. You decide how to spend, save, or invest the funds. For 2021 plans, you can choose either a $2,000 or a $3,000 deposit. I think it's totally different for the 2022 plans. You can then decide, you can manage your health your way with the 2021 Lasso Healthcare MSA. Lasso Healthcare is an MSA plan with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Lasso Healthcare depends on contract renewal. That's a disclaimer that really applies to all Medicare Advantage plans and all Part D drug plans. They are a year-by-year contract, so they have the right to change all of their major pieces in such ways that may or may not benefit the enrollees for the following year. Every calendar year, they get to change all of their stuff. And that's one of the things I think is a disadvantage with Medicare Advantage. It does not need to stay the same as the product that you purchased. So let's try number two here and see what it says. No, never sounded so good. With no network, no monthly premiums, no co-pays, no referrals or prior authorizations, you can feel good about saying yes to the Lasso Healthcare MSA Medicare Advantage plan. It combines a high deductible health plan with a funded medical savings account. Lasso Healthcare makes an annual deposit of money into your account. You decide how to spend, save, or invest the funds. For 2021 plans, you can choose either a $2,000 or a $3,000 deposit. Let's see here. Manage your health your way with the 2021 Lasso Healthcare MSA. Lasso Healthcare is an MSA plan with a Medicare contract. That's everyone's going to say that. I'm going to drop that off in the future. So number three, have you enjoyed your HSA plan, your health savings account plan, but looking forward to something similar in Medicare Advantage? Try the MSA, the Medicare Medical Savings Account. The Lasso Healthcare MSA gives you an annual deposit of money toward your healthcare. You decide how to spend, save, or invest the funds. For 2021 plans, you can choose either a $2,000 or a $3,000 deposit. No network and no monthly premium. Here's number four. Invest in a healthy lifestyle with a Medicare Advantage MSA plan. The Lasso Healthcare MSA gives you an annual deposit of money towards your healthcare. And for 2021 plans, you can choose either a $2,000 or a $3,000 deposit. You decide how to spend, save, or invest the funds. No network and no monthly premium. Plus, earn gift card rewards to major retailers throughout the Lasso Healthcare Optional Health Incentive Program. That's a new one on me. Number five, with the Lasso Healthcare MSA, healthy behaviors can create wealth, and that's wise. MSA plans are the only Medicare Advantage product that gives you money. Lasso Healthcare makes an annual deposit of money into your account. You decide how to spend, save, or invest the funds. Saving or investing excess MSA funds can potentially grow your money over time. For 2021 plans, you can choose either a $2,000 or a $3,000 deposit. Number six here, manage your health your way with a Medicare Advantage MSA plan. The Lasso Healthcare MSA gives you an annual deposit of money towards your healthcare. For 2021 plans, you can choose, we've heard that before, $2,000 or $3,000 deposit. You decide how to spend, save, or invest the funds. No network and no monthly premium. And finally, the last one, number seven, thinking about Medicare coverage, consider the Lasso Healthcare MSA. The MSA, or Medical Savings Account, is the only Medicare Advantage plan that gives you money. That's right, the plan gives you money. For 2021, you choose between either a $2,000 or a $3,000 deposit. Lasso Healthcare deposits that money into your own special medical savings account, and then you decide how to spend, save, or invest the funds. There's no monthly premium and no network. That's it. That's all they gave me. And I whipped through that faster than I expected to. And I saw Randy primping. I saw you straightening out your hair. It's like you were windblown.
I've got this one piece of hair that's just really bugging me, Doug. I may just have to put a hat on. I don't know, man.
Well, I don't know. You fixed it. You look fine to me.
So anyway, I was going to say, you know, coming into AEP and or other people call it open enrollment and all that good stuff. I was just going to mention, because you mentioned it a couple podcast episodes ago, but for those of you who are on the podcast here are wondering if you need to check things out, you know, like the Advantage people might have you believe, that's not true, is it, Doug?
That is not true if you have a Medicare supplement plan and if you're happy with your drug plan and they sent you an ANOC, an annual notice of change, that tells you that nothing is going to change. If those two things are true, you don't have to do a darn thing. You can sail right into the following year without having to even think about your Medicare.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the tough point in that is that the ANOC, the annual notice of change, which you would get with your drug plan, is not quite as easy to understand as you would like to think. You have to maybe, if you want to be really thorough, go to their website. The two things that could change are the monthly premium for the plan, and the other thing would be the formulary. In other words, how do they treat certain drugs? Are they adding drugs to higher tiers that make you pay a copay, or are they removing some drugs from their formulary that you actually take that your plan covers and maybe it won't cover in the future? Any number of things like that can happen with the drug plan. But on the other hand, for most people that are taking generic drugs and they have like a $0 copay or a $1 or $2 copay, they're not likely to see a change. If they're happy with the way things are going, then no reason to do anything at all. Just let it all renew automatically as it will. And your Medicare supplement will just continue into the future indefinitely, protecting you from the catastrophic cost of unexpected illness or injury. How was that? That sounded like a radio script right there, didn't it?
It really did. I think you had that written.
Well, it's inscribed on my brain. It's inscribed on my brain. I've had to say it too often.
I hear you. So I've got another question. Bottom line is you did a special episode. What was it? Last episode or the week before, about how to determine your own plan D?
That was two episodes ago. That was a real short time ago. But, you know, time does fly when you're our age, doesn't it?
Yeah. What's your name?
Oh. Yeah.
So I'm just curious. I'm just going to remind people that if they wanted to hear a real, real specialty episode, Doug did a great job of describing how to go through the government website and evaluate drug plans for yourself. You really don't need anybody else to do it for you.
No, you don't need any dopey insurance guy helping you out with that. But maybe I was wrong about two episodes ago. It might have been one episode ago. Do you think it was 259?
I'll look. We'll bring it. We'll bring that up. That'll be a hanging chad.
Okay. It was either 258 or 259, I think, because we're at 260 today.
Yeah. I'm going to have to look because I really can't remember. I can't remember what yesterday was some days.
I understand completely. I understand.
So we have 1 minute and 6 seconds left. What should we do with it?
Well, considering the unstable nature of my internet connection, because it's been telling me that the internet connection is unstable and you've been freezing up occasionally and your little icon turns from red to white to red again. We might just want to close it out as early as possible so we don't irritate the audience by having technical difficulties. We hate difficulties.
Actually, the recording sounds fine on my side. So that I don't think we need to worry about that. But ultimately, we do need to thank our audience for joining us.
Absolutely.
They really make this worthwhile because it's a lot more fun to get up and think that you're actually going to help somebody as opposed to just talking in the Ethernet.
Well, there was a time our voices just went off into space and I don't think anybody listened, but our listenership has grown substantially. And I hear from people all the time saying, hey, I listen to your podcast about such and such or this and that and everything else.
Yeah.
And it was, and especially about choosing your drug plan. I've heard some people say that was very helpful to them.
Yeah.
So I think we're actually doing some good here, Randy. It's not just, kissing our sisters, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. So I'm very happy. I mean, I'm very pleased with the progress that we've made on this, and predominantly due to your expertise and a variety of other things around the things that you've done with Medicare for the Lazy Man. And it's really a great thing for the people to just sit down and listen to Doug. He's the real deal, and he will guide you out of the forest of Medicare easily and into the sunset.
That sounds like it might have been written for you. It just rolled right off your tongue.
It did. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. You have just spent about 32 and a half minutes with Doug Jones, the anti-insurance guy from Oklahoma and the CEO, CIO, and every other O for Medicare for the Lazy Man.com.
Bye-bye.